traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up
on Heard on the Street, The Oil Show. Big problems for big oil.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Hello and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague Alex Frangos in Hong Kong. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Miriam. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We have a very special show for you today. We are devoting our entire episode to a topic that keeps us all energized, namely oil. We have Spencer Jacob and Helen Thomas here to discuss why every day seems like a new low point for oil. Spencer, last week OPEC met to discuss production levels for its member countries. What did it decide?
Well, the interesting thing is that OPEC decided nothing. So OPEC is a cartel. A cartel is a group that tries to control a market through some type of manipulation, restricting the output that they have. And they basically threw their hands up and they said, we are not going to reach a decision. They usually come out with a number that immediately is kind of fictional, where they say we're capping production at this, and then they assign different quotas to all their different members. And they didn't even do that. They just basically said, in effect, let's let the market sort things out. And the market didn't like that. Even though they weren't expected to come with a quota, they at least wanted them to pretend that they had one.
Does this mean, Spencer, that the OPEC's members are just not that desperate yet, or at least the biggest ones like Saudi Arabia have a lot of cash reserves and can kind of withstand this for a really long time?
So it's not monolithic at all. Saudi Arabia is and always has been the kingpin of OPEC because they are the big producer, but also because they are the swing producer. So they've been willing to cut back production, and they've been able to bring on extra production at times when it's needed. And the reason that they're not willing to act right now, they are hurting very much, and some members are in extreme pain. Nigeria, Venezuela, they're facing dire financial straits, you know, on a national fiscal level, is that the Saudis see that the Iranians, when sanctions are lifted, that's expected to happen in the first quarter of next year, are going to bring 500,000 to 700,000 additional barrels a day onto the market. So they say, we're not going to cut back in order to make room for those barrels. We're not going to lose market share. So we'll wait until the dust settles and we see what happens. And now the market is waiting for those barrels to come on and into an extremely glutted market with inventories at levels that have never been seen before for this time of year.
But OPEC isn't everything, right? I mean, Helen, maybe you could speak a little bit to, you know, what other companies or, you know, producers are doing to sort of rein in the price of oil.
Well, I mean, I think the thing this year is you've got crude coming, crude appearing from all sides, really. So, you know, as Spencer said, OPEC's producing at full tilt. U.S. shale has been pretty resilient this year. But also what gets lost in that is that supply growth elsewhere has been very robust. So we're talking about non-OPEC, non-U.S. supply growth of about 600,000 barrels a day this year. And, you know, that really reflects very heavy investment by oil companies between sort of 2010 and 2014. You had a record number of investment decisions taken in 2011, and you're starting to see that production growth coming through quite strongly.
I mean, so there's nothing they can do now to kind of turn that around quickly, right?
Well, I mean, the trouble is they wouldn't want to. You've spent the money, you've invested the money, that's sunk cost. Now you're almost better off producing. And they're also, you know, all these big companies are focused on efficiency and working assets harder, which short term can help sort of lessen decline rates. And again, just means a surprise. I mean, what you have to wait for is, we've seen a very sharp drop in capital investment this year. We've seen deferrals of spending and so on. You have to wait for that to start to bite in order to see supply growth elsewhere come down. And, I mean, Rystad Energy, a consultancy in the industry, they reckon that the oil industry needs to replace 34 billion barrels of crude a year just to sort of stand still. Investment decisions this year, they put only about 8 billion barrels. So, you know, there will be a shortfall. It will take time for that to appear.
Got it. We're going to have to wrap it up there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.